Well, personally, that's a hard thing for me, is finding that line, what you can change, what you can't change.
Yeah.
You know, like in Niebuhr's serenity prayer to people.
Right.
You know, yeah. I think that's really difficult, you know.
Yeah.
I try to remember, you know, William Stein, his children, besides the Buddhist teaching, this wonderful children's author, and he has this passage that keeps coming up in one of his little books where this stone has magical powers, and somebody asks you why it has it, and stone keeps saying, "I don't know, I didn't make the world." But still finding that line where you can't take action, where you're really kind of deluding yourself or thinking you're going to recreate the world. And I struggle with that a lot. And just with people around me, not on a bigger scale of politics or who's going to be president, but I can see it just in my day-to-day life when friction emerges, or I think there's an injustice, maybe not even done to me.
Yeah.
Or if I got abstract about it, well, that could have happened like here. Still live here, blah, 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 and I go off.
Yeah.
So trying to find that place, as you describe, where it's possible, well, I find difficult. It's something I just keep working with.
Well, I think that's what we all do.
Yeah.
You know, and that's and maybe that's another situation. You know, we're all, you know, it's just, you know, we're you know, it's, you know, just that balance is difficult to find. But that's why it's so important to bring it up, make it conscious.
Yeah.
So that one isn't you know, just running on delusions and fantasies and wishful thinking.